Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Friederich von Hurter. And today, we're covering three highlights from the show. What makes a good client relationship and how do you retain it? How Friederich leverages PwC Germany's internal network to win deals? And the key skill to help you succeed in consulting. Let's get right to it. What makes a good client relationship and how do you retain it?
So in the pre-interview, you said that PwC is really good at maintaining client relationships. So what is a good client relationship and what do you do that others don't?
What is a good client relationship? Let's start with that question. I think a good client relationship is if you trust one another. Trust is the basis. Trust is what we stand for as an auditor. Trust is what we stand for in terms of supporting our clients. And I think trust is what we stand for when collaborating with our clients, because it's somebody you can rely on, independent from what the answer to a question would be. And trust is also something that says that we really respect individuals' viewpoints and answers to certain questions. So trust, I think, is really important. The other thing is that you need to be able, when you're collaborating with a client and maintaining that relationship, you need to be able to proactively address needs or challenges that might come, maybe out of regulatory reasons. And you need to be able to communicate certain requirements that the client has and really doesn't know about it yet. FISC that we've seen is one topic, but maybe there are also other topics that come to mind due to a certain business transformation which is going on within the client, or due to environment or and development in the industry that requires a certain set of activities and analysis. And I think if you have a good trustful relationship and you can discuss these topics and these viewpoints, that also shows the client that you really care about him or her.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, to put it simple, it's like every B2B company should do. Put yourself into the shoes of the client, think about what they want to achieve, and then help them achieve that by giving the right advice or tips. Even though, for you, it might not be the case because you almost can do everything that you advise that they should do. But for smaller or mid-sized companies, it might also mean that you point things out where you're not the right expert, but they should do it anyways because it just adds value.
How Friederich leverages PwC Germany's internal network to win deals.
Can you give me maybe one recent example of a deal that you won against maybe a smaller or mid-sized company because you showed that you are able to leverage this internal network of PwC? Without, you don't have to disclose names, of course, but it would be interesting on how these pitches, how you basically leverage your advantage compared to others.
Yeah. First of all, I think nowadays, as I said, every project consists out of a lot of specialties or special questions. It appears that nowadays, if we get a request for quotation, for example, mostly for PwC, all kinds of questions or all expertise that is needed in order to deliver this project is being asked already, because people anticipate and know the power of PwC in order to deliver this as a whole. You could call it one face to the customer approach. I'm just saying it's a solution that we can bring to the client, which has multiple perspectives and aspects. And do I see this? That was part of your question. I see this every day. It's hard for me to think of a project where it wasn't the case that we leverage synergies between PwC-driven work streams. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But in most of the cases, it's not only one work stream delivered by PwC. I'm just thinking of a project that I'm running at the moment, which was the underlying project was an M&A transaction. And what we coming from that due diligence phase, so pre-signing and pre-closing, we did deliver quite some due diligence work streams. And we were then asked, can you turn that into a post-merger integration project? Knowing where the companies are coming from, knowing what the expectations are in terms of synergies, and knowing what each company is capable of. So you're not only faster in terms of onboarding to the project, you also have quite some, say, legacy experience that you can bring to the table because you've done similar things. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been asked to do that in the first place. And thirdly, you already know management. You already know the key players. So why don't you stay in the game and help us delivering the synergies that were expected? In this case, let me say it were in roughly 5 work streams. And one of them was not delivered initially by PwC, but I can proudly say all 5 have our orange label on them already.
The key skill to help you succeed in consulting.
So in the good old days, consulting was mainly driven by client relationships, where usually the rainmaker senior partner brought in the big deals. And that was the main differentiator between a successful and non-successful consultancy. Is this still the key nowadays, in your opinion?
I think nowadays you have 2 ways to success in consulting. And obviously, I'm coming a little bit from my delivering deal value angle, but I think this counts for most of the consultant things. One is, yes, you need to have some client intimacy. There's a certain degree of trust that is in a collaboration. But on the other hand, I think you also need some expertise. In the good old days, as you mentioned it, it was a little bit like that. Strategy is everything and strategic consulting is everything and people can then do everything. But nowadays, I think there's a certain degree of expertise needed that you need to bring to the table in order to be really best in class. And in order to do so, I think you need a certain, say, size to afford that expertise. And so far, we've been quite successful in being able to deliver this to our clients.
So what is the key skill besides like these good relationships in your business unit nowadays that makes you successful, basically?
Okay. One is that you need to know what you're doing, obviously. A first timer a lot of times fails. Yeah. On the other hand, I think there's a certain degree of understanding complexity. As I said, you have quite some expertise behind most of the projects. And I think it's really important to understand connecting the dots, as you would say, understanding interdependencies between working results, interdependencies between key questions that could be answered from various angles, from a legal perspective, from an accounting perspective, from an IT perspective, from a tax perspective, and so on and so forth. And I think understanding these interdependencies and making sure then a project is being delivered in the right logical sequence and anticipating the right questions at the right time, I think that's key nowadays.
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to sawoo.io/leaders. That's sawoo.io/leaders. See you next time.